Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk.
Hello, everybody. My name is Arthur Lansing. I work at Smithson Engineering, and my job today is to show you how this cutting machine works. You must be extremely careful while using it, because the slightest mistake could result in an injury to yourself or others. Now, before I actually demonstrate how to use the machine, I'd like to show you some slides. The pictures on them will enable you to see what each individual part of the machine looks like and does. Next, I'll give you some safety tips that should keep you safe while using the machine. Then, I'll show you how it works and let each of you take turns operating it.
Number 71. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 72. What is on the slides the speaker has? Number 73. What will the listeners do after looking at the slides? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following introduction.
Thank you for attending the inaugural lecture in this year's North Haven Academic Lecture Series. I'm delighted to see such a big turnout. This evening, we'll hear from Dr. Addison Munro, one of the most noted cancer researchers in the country. Dr. Munro will tell us about the research he's currently doing in his lab and will also share his thoughts on how he thinks we'll eventually defeat cancer. At the conclusion of his talk, Dr. Munro will answer questions from the audience, so please wait until then to make any inquiries you may have. There will also be a reception following the Q&A session. It will be in the lobby, and everybody here is invited.
Number 74. What does the speaker say about lecture series? Number 75. What will Dr. Addison Munro speak about? Number 76. What will happen at the end of Dr. Addison Munro's speech? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following weather report. And now for a brief update on the weather. If you're like me, you're tired of the rainy weather we've been seeing for the past 10 days. Fortunately, it appears as though we're going to have sunny skies as soon as tomorrow morning. In fact, it looks like there's no rain in the forecast for the next week. This is good news since most nearby rivers, streams, and lakes are near their flood levels. In fact, according to one report, Coldwater Creek overran its banks in the area on Route 18 heading toward Florence. In the next few days, water levels should decline, so we'll no longer be in any danger of flooding. Number 77. What does the speaker suggest about the weather? Number 78. Why does the speaker mention Coldwater Creek? Number 79. What does the speaker say will happen soon? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
Your attention, please. This weekend, Garner Tower is undergoing a thorough inspection by the city. While most services will be unaffected during this time, the elevators will be shut down while maintenance checks are performed on them. This process will require several hours to complete. Only one elevator at a time will be unavailable. However, to avoid congestion, we encourage any individuals who are only going up or down a single floor to use the stairwells located in the northeastern and southwestern corners of the building. A complete schedule of when each of the four elevators will be shut down will be posted beside the elevators. Please be sure not to miss it.
Number 80. What is the announcement mainly about? Number 81. What does the speaker encourage listeners to do? Number 82. What does the speaker most likely mean when he says,
"Please be sure not to miss it"?
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Tom Merriweather called me from Greenbrier Hospital. Apparently, both individuals who were hurt in the factory only suffered minor injuries, so they should be fine. They'll remain hospitalised overnight as a precautionary measure, though. It has been determined that some equipment malfunctioned and caused the injuries. I want the assembly line to remain shut down until every piece of equipment has been inspected and deemed safe. Cost is nothing to worry about. Spend as much as you must to make sure nothing like this happens again. I've decided to bring in an outside consultant to teach proper safety methods to everyone, from the new interns to the CEO next Tuesday. We absolutely must make safety our top priority.
Number 83. What caused the workers to get hurt? Number 84. Why does the speaker say,
"Cost is nothing to worry about"?
Number 85. What will happen next week? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following advertisement.
Driveaway Rentals is the newest rental car agency in the city. Located at the airport, we have a wide variety of vehicles for you to choose from. If you want something sporty, something for the whole family to feel comfortable in, or something to transport a large group of people, we've got the vehicle for you. To celebrate our recent opening, customers can get a 40% discount on rentals of 3 days or more. Just mention this advertisement when you are getting your vehicle and the discount will be immediately applied. Check out our website at www.drivawayrentals.com to see some of our other special offers as well as to make a booking.
Number 86. What does the speaker mention about Driveaway Rentals? Number 87. How can a customer get a discount? Number 88. Why does the speaker recommend visiting a website? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
Good morning, everybody. You should have already received your work assignments for the day. Before you go out, let me remind everyone that we've gotten a few complaints about substandard work from clients in the past 2 weeks. Please be sure that you do your best when cutting grass and planting trees and flowers. In addition, Terry, your crew should be finished with your assignment by noon. After lunch, please head over to 59 Lancaster Street to help out Marvin. He's got lots of fruit trees to plant and needs to be finished by today. Oh, if any of you want to work overtime this weekend, let me know at once. As usual, we'll pay time and a half.
Number 89. Where most likely do the listeners work? Number 90. What does the speaker say about some clients? Number 91. What does the speaker tell Terry to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message and list. Hello, Mr. Pierce. This is David Comer, one of your delivery personnel. I've got a package which I'm supposed to deliver to the person living at 65 Livingstone Lane. According to my list, somebody is supposed to be home right now. However, I've knocked on the door for the past couple of minutes and nobody has responded. I don't have the recipient's phone number either, so I can't call to see what's going on. I'm going to leave here and continue dropping off packages, but if the recipient calls the office, please let him know what I just told you. If I have time, I'll return to this address in around 2 hours to see if anyone's home. Number 92. What is the problem? Number 93. Look at the graphic. Whose home is the speaker at now? Number 94. What does the speaker request Mr. Pierce to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and agenda.
Welcome to this month's special conference on marketing techniques. I see there are a few familiar faces in attendance. We're glad to have you back. We also hope our new attendees find today's conference useful. The next 3 hours until we break for lunch will be rather busy, so I want to get started soon. However, I'd like to inform you that there's a slight change in the schedule. Roger Morris is unable to be here because of a personal reason, so he's being replaced by Linda Peterson. But don't worry, because Ms. Peterson will be covering the same topic, and she's been working with us for several years. All right, let's get started.
Number 95. What does the speaker suggest about the conference? Number 96. Look at the graphic. What is the title of Linda Peterson's talk? Number 97. What does the speaker say about Linda Peterson? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and map.
Good afternoon, Marcus. I'm looking forward to seeing you again to conclude our negotiations regarding the equipment your company requires from mine. I'm sure we'll be able to come to an agreement this afternoon. Just so you know, my office suffered some water damage during the recent storm, so I'm no longer in the place you met me the last time. To find my temporary office, take the elevator to the 5th floor and go straight as soon as the doors open. Walk past the employee lounge, which will be on the right. My office is the 2nd door past it on the same side of the hall. My name is posted on the door.
Number 98. Why will the speaker have a meeting later today? Number 99. Why did the speaker change offices? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Where is the speaker's office?
This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book.